Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Monday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, it's a brand new day. It's a brand new week. It means it's a brand new opportunity. Fit into something amazing, and it all begins today. Because you have your news headlines coming up on this Monday, have a message from my book, Word That Choose to Live By, have brand new music from our artist of the week, Jennifer Lopez. She just released this a couple of days ago, her brand new single, This Is Me Now, in today's entertainment spotlight for those gearing up for the Super Bowl, or maybe just going to be getting together to watch the commercials. We're excited to welcome TV host and media personality Marissa Brani to talk to us about some ideas for the big game party. You don't want to miss that. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with their Monday headlines in national news. House Republicans announced bill that provides more military aid to Israel, but leaves out Ukraine's, as the Associated Press. House Republicans will move forward with a $17.6 billion package that provides military aid to Israel and replenish U.S. weapons, but leaves out more help for Ukraine, underscoring the challenges facing supporters of a comprehensive national security package that would also include billions of dollars for immigration enforcement. The move gives Speaker Mike Johnson and House Republicans the chance to show support for Israel, even though there is little chance the Senate will go alone. Meanwhile, text of a broader Senate compromise was expected to be released, and a key test vote on that package will be held during the week. Johnson said the Senate leadership is aware that failing to include the House in their negotiations, they have eliminated the ability for swift consideration of any legislation. As I have said consistently for the past 3 months, the House will have to work its will on these issues, and our priorities will need to be addressed, Johnson said in a letter to colleagues. The House has already approved a nearly $15 billion military aid package in November for Israel that the Senate declined to take up. The Republicans also insisted it be paid for with cuts elsewhere. The bill targeted the Internal Revenue Service for cuts, so the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office said doing so would end up costing the federal government a net $13 billion because of lost revenue from tax collection. The tactic of cutting IRS cuts also turned it into a more partisan 226-196 vote. Johnson said in his letter to colleagues that removing the offset should allow for swift package of the Israel aid. During debate in the House and in numerous subsequent statements, Democrats made clear that their priority objection to the original House bill was its offsets, Johnson said. The Senate will no longer have excuses, however, against swift passage of this critical aid for our ally. In a related story, U.S.-Britain strike Yemen's Houthis in a new wave, retaliating for attacks by Iran-backed militants. The United States and Britain struck 36 Houthi targets in Yemen on Saturday in a second wave of assaults meant to further disable Iran-backed groups that relentlessly attacked American and international interests in the wake of the Israel-Hamas war. But Washington once more did not directly target Iran as it tries to find a balance between a forceful response and intensifying the conflict. U.S. Central Command said its forces conducted an additional strike on Sunday in self-defense against a Houthi anti-ship cruise missile prepared to launch against ships in the Red Sea, according to a post on X, formerly Twitter. U.S. forces identified the cruise missile in Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen and determined it presented an imminent threat to U.S. Navy ships and merchant vessels in the region. This action will protect freedom of navigation and make international waters safer and more secure for U.S. Navy vessels and merchant ships, the statement said. The strikes on Saturday against the Houthis were launched by U.S. warships and American and British fighter jets. The strikes followed an air assault in Iraq and Syria on Friday that targeted other Iranian-backed militias and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard in retaliation for the drone strike that killed 3 U.S. troops in Jordan last weekend. In more national news, one icon, 6 shoes, $8 million, an auction of Michael Jordan's championship sneakers sets the record. A collection of sneakers that superstar Michael Jordan wore as he and the Chicago Bulls won 6 NBA championships has fetched $8 million at auction, setting a new record for game-worn sneakers, the Associated Press has reported. The 6 Air Jordan shoes won a piece from the last games of the 1991, 1992, 1993, 1996, 1997, and 1998 championship series sold on Friday in what was called the Dynasty Collection. In more national news, Carl Weathers, actor who starred in Rocky movies and The Mandalorian, dies. Carl Weathers, a former NFL linebacker who became a Hollywood action movie and comedy star, has died at the age of 76. Weathers played nemesis turned ally Apollo Creed in the Rocky movies, faced off against Arnold Schwarzenegger in Predator, and taught golf in Happy Gilmore. His family issued a statement saying he died peacefully in his sleep. And finally, in entertainment news, Argylle with checkered reviews opens up with $18 million. Argylle, the $200 million star-studded spy thriller from Apple Studios, debuted with $18 million in ticket sales, according to studio estimates on Sunday. The film, directed by Matthew Vaughn, managed to lead the weekend box office but still found little interest from moviegoers, says the Associated Press. That made the top five movies over the weekend. Number one, Argylle with $18 million. Number two, The Chosen with $6 million. Number three, The Beekeeper with $5 million. Number four, Wonka with $5 million. And number five, Migration with $4 million. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Monday's episode of Words I Choose to Live By. Approach today with the attitude that you will get some things right as well as some things wrong. Throughout it all, look at every experience as a lesson that will bring you closer to the person you were meant to be. Have an amazing Monday. Jennifer Lopez, when I say that name, you guys know her as a dancer, an actress, a singer, songwriter, and she's celebrating a very big start to 2024. Really excited about Jennifer and all the great things she's doing. She has a new project that's coming up on Amazon. You know, I'm excited about that. But she also has brand new music as well. Here's her new single she just released over the weekend called This Is Me Now, right here on Conversations Daily News.
beat, pull up in a black Bugatti. Baby got a love that'll last forever. Old things, new things, it's a new level. All gas, no brakes, you could come rev it. Baby, you know when you want me.
I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. This is me now. This is me now.
We are part of my conversation coming up with TV host and lifestyle expert Marissa Brani in today's entertainment spotlight. Stay with us, you're listening to Conversation Daily News. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with the entertainment spotlight. TV host and lifestyle expert Marissa Brani rejoin me on Conversations Live, the radio show, with some great ideas for those preparing for the big game or just want to be watching for the commercials. It's a bit of our conversation.
Marissa, always a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you again for the time.
Oh, thank you for having me, Cyrus. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, this is an exciting time, I know, for a lot of people, whether they're going to be watching the football game, Marissa, or just looking for the commercials. But what tips do you have for making the task of hosting a big game gathering easier and more enjoyable this year?
Yeah, there's always a bit of both in each party crowd. And, you know, big game season is my fave. It combines my love of hosting with the excitement of football. It's such a fun day, and it's actually one of the biggest food holidays, second only to Thanksgiving, believe it or not. So if you're hosting, you want to make sure that you're really bringing your A game when it comes to the food. And we often think about finger foods for game day, right? Wings and, you know, sliders, nachos, things like that. So I'm partnering with Target to bring you some great options this year. Target is my favorite one-stop shop. So we're going to get you in, we're going to get you out, we're going to give you everything you need to really host a winning party.
Love that. And Marissa, you always do such a great job of being able to share things like this, especially, of course, through social. But for yourself, what are some of your go-to dishes for big game entertaining?
So, you know, it is all about those finger foods, and I love a little twist on them, right? And so this year, I have to tell you, Target pulled together three game day spreads for under $25. So they kind of did the work for you. They gave you the option and then they saved you the money. So we love that. So we'll start with my favorite, which is the cheeseburger taco board. This is so much fun. It combines, of course, the best of two worlds. We love cheeseburgers and tacos. So you have your seasoned ground beef and then all your fixins, your lettuce, tortillas, cheese, pickles. Gotta have that special sauce too. And again, all of that for under $25.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. But let's get on tomorrow with more news, message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By, music from my artist of the week, Jennifer Lopez, and of course, your entertainment spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Let us go make today amazing. Take care.